cinch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. A few weeks ago, I received a really nice note from one of my contacts, Amy Humphreys, at Illinois State University. You see, I had presented an MC'd at a College of Business event on business etiquette, and that note reminded me that I should probably talk about that a little bit with you. You see, it was a fantastic event working with the students beforehand and getting it all pulled together, but the event itself was filled with energy. There were college students and area employers in attendance. And what I found very interesting is that both the students and the employers were a bit nervous about their etiquette. Social and business etiquette can be tricky, and making the right moves can make a big difference. Etiquette is largely about being courteous and thoughtful to the people around you. So today, I'll share some of what I shared at the banquet in a short quiz to see what you know or don't know about business etiquette. So pause this recording for just a second and get some paper and something to write with. There's only 9 quick questions, but if you write them down, you'll be able to check your answers. So go ahead and pause it and get something to write with and paper. Okay, so you have your paper and pen, right? Great, let's get started. Question number 1. The following is a proper introduction. Ms. Boss, I'd like you to meet our client, Mr. Garcia. A. True. B. False. Question number 2. You're talking with a group of 4 people. Do you make eye contact with A, just the person to whom you're speaking at the moment, or B, each of the 4, moving your eye contact from one to another? Question number 3. The person who does the inviting is considered the host and pays for the lunch. A, true. B, false. Question number 4. You got sidetracked in a project and have forgotten lunch with a colleague or business associate. You feel terrible and know that he's furious. Do you A, write a letter of apology, B, send flowers, C, keep quiet and hope he forgets about it, D, call and set up another appointment, or E, email and set up another appointment? Question number 5. During a meeting, it's okay to leave your cell phone on if you're expecting a call. A, true. B, false. Question number 6. When you're out of the office, it's important to change your voicemail message. A, true. B, false. Question number 7. When you're using a speakerphone, it's a good idea to let the person on the other end know who is on the line before starting your conversation. A, true. B, false. Question number 8. You're in a group of people and someone forgets to introduce you. Do you A, ignore it and move on with the conversation without saying anything, B, introduce yourself, say something like, my name is Stephanie, I don't think we've met, or I'm Stephanie, Marlon's wife, and you are? C, stop the conversation and ask that someone introduce you. And our last question, question number 9. It's appropriate to tell a business associate that their zipper is open. A, true, or B, false. Now that you have your answers recorded on your paper, let's go back and talk about the answers and the responses and why it has the tie to productivity. The first question was about an introduction. Ms. Boss, I'd like you to meet Mr. Client, Garcia. And the answer is actually false. That wasn't a very good introduction. You should introduce the person of greatest authority or importance first. Gender or age is not the deciding factor. When a client is involved, mention him or her first. In addition, a proper introduction will include both the first and last names. The second question was asking about eye contact. So, just the person you're talking to, or everybody in the group? The answer was B. It's important to make eye contact and engage everyone in the group. This not only allows everyone to feel like they are welcome in the conversation, but also ensures that you get a well-rounded set of perspectives in the conversation. Question number 3 was asking about who pays for lunch. And the answer is A, true. If you do the inviting, you should pay, unless you have a standing understanding with a friend about alternating payments or splitting the bill. Find out your company's policy before inviting clients to lunch. Make sure the restaurant is within your budget, too. Question number 4. Getting sidetracked and missing that appointment with a business colleague?